This podcast is brought to you by All Family Pharmacy. This is your family pharmacy where you can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and even your daily meds, all online. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10 to save 10% right now. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10.
The man has been captured. They're going to his apartment. I guess he lives in California. And he's a sick person, a very sick person.
Someone has to do it.
See, when I say that, everyone knows exactly what I mean.
I want to watch him suffer. And I can't watch a dead person suffer.
Why can none of you aim?
It's a dangerous profession. But I don't view it that way. Look, I'm here to do a job. It's part of the job.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. 603 says about Joe Roach being on. Thank you, Howie. That was very interesting. Yeah, I thought it seemed to, when I read that this morning in the paper, that it was exact, the guy that, the poor guy who's now lost his two kids, and his wife, his ex-wife, soon to be ex-wife, is accused of murder. I mean, horrible enough, but I mean, the lawyer for the wife used the fact that he couldn't remember the kid's birthday against him, just as he predicted a year ago. And the reason I remember it is because I had never thought about that you have to know things like that. And 919 lives in North Carolina, and he points out a good thing. He needs to live in North Carolina, meaning Rossini's husband. He could be collecting Mike's coaching paycheck. You know what that's all about, right? North Carolina has, every state has sort of one or two strange laws that other states don't have. And in North Carolina, if you're a cuckolded husband, or I guess if you're a cheated on woman, you can sue for alienation of affections. That's an old phrase. You read that or hear it in old movies or old novels. Alienation of affection. Co-respondent is another word you never see anymore. That's the person who caused the divorce. So, like the wife of Kristen Sinema, remember her, the U.S. senator from Arizona, supposedly bisexual. She was running around with her. It turns out she was having sex with her security guard, and they lived in North Carolina. And so the wife, the scorned woman, wife of the security guard, is suing former Senator Sinema for damages for destroying her marriage, for alienation of affection. And Kristen Sinema's defense is, yeah, I did have carnal knowledge of your husband, but we didn't have it in the Tar Heel state. Ergo, you can't sue me. I don't know how much weight that carries. 844-500-4242. Remember, mama's baby, papa's maybe. I hadn't heard that one for a long time, but again, it's interesting. And now there are, you know, more and more stories coming out about Diana Rossini. And I think it's I'm waiting for her to step forward, but I mean, her life is over. I mean, she just, you look at those clips, she was into that. She didn't care about being a wife or a mother nearly as much, I don't think, as she cared about being, you know, this hot chick, an NFL insider, palling around with all the big time money guys in the NFL. And now it's all over. I mean, you don't come back from that. It's not like losing your job at anywhere, and just going down the street and picking up another job. There's she's not coming back. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. So this is Trump. Oh, by the way, I should mention that Trump just put out a Truth Social. I'm sure he's going to be asked about this. He's with King Chuck, or he's going to soon be with King Chuck. He's welcoming him to the White House for his state visit and all this. But they're gonna have the first visit, and the reporter's gonna ask him about this. President Trump just called on ABC to fire Jimmy Kimmel after the comedian referred to Melania Trump as, quote, an expectant widow, unquote, 2 days before Saturday's White House correspondence dinner. I didn't even pull the cut. It was so distasteful. Jimmy Kimmel should be immediately fired by Disney and ABC, the president wrote in a post on Truth Social, echoing a call made by the First Lady earlier in the day. This is what Trump said. Kimmel, who is in no way funny, as attested to by his terrible television ratings, made a statement on his show that is really shocking. He showed a fake video of the First Lady Melania and our son Barron, like they were actually sitting in his studio listening to him speak, which they weren't and never would be. No. No one in their right mind would be, Mr. President. So this is what Melania Trump earlier today called him a coward who hides behind ABC because he knows the network will keep running cover to protect them. It's like he under normal circumstances he would be fired just for being for his terrible ratings, as the president said, and also for the fact that he's not funny. But he uses this; he becomes like a martyr. He's seeking martyrdom, but not in the Iranian sense of getting blown up. He just is seeking martyrdom by being attacked on Truth Social by the president and the First Lady. Enough is enough, the First Lady said on X. It's time for ABC to take a stand. Don't hold your breath, Melania. How many times will ABC's leadership enable Kimmel's atrocious behavior at the expense of our community? It's as many times as it takes to prove that they're woke. They have to be. ABC is Disney. All Disney cares about is wokeness. Walt Disney, Roy Disney, I don't think they'd recognize the place anymore. 844-500-4242. 919, the husband can also use the same law. Oh, I know, anybody can. But, I mean, that law is extremely rarely used, I think. My understanding was that when it was used against Sinema, that was the first time anyone had used it in a very long time, or at least against a prominent person. 844-500-4242. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Oh, thank God. Listen, I want to ask you a question, Howie Carr. What happened to the video camera at the hotel? You cannot see nothing at all. Only you cannot see the FBI or the people. When he ran, the guy was running.
Well, you saw Mr. Garcia. You saw him running into the, running past the Secret Service there. You saw that a million times, right?
But the quality of the video is not perfect, right?
Well, I mean, when have you seen really good closed circuit TV video, especially from a place like a hotel or a gas station where it's on 24 hours a day?
Yeah. You're right. What happened? What do you predict, stupid Booker? You think he's going loose or
he's going to run for president, Mr. Garcia? But he's going to come in last, like he did the last time. I mean, he's a phony. You know?
Oh,
I mean,
Lord.
Does you ever see him with his wife out having dinner in Newark?
No.
I didn't think you did.
He married when he was 57 years old. That's too old. My country, if you're not married 18, you're going to be calling many names. You had to get married before 17.
I understand. Oh, you know, Mr. Garcia, you know, you live in Newark, and I was thinking, you know, that when the shots rang out at the dinner, you know, it was kind of like the Palace Chop House in 1935 when they got Dutch Schultz, right?
Oh, yes. Yes. And unbelievable. And then it's not just the first president had many attempts. I believe Bush's son never had an attempt, right? Never.
No.
He was basically
an unofficial Democrat, which means he was protected from getting anybody shooting at him. I mean, even like Gerald Ford, who was just kind of, an accidental president, the only president for a couple of years. I mean, he had two people take a shot at him. But, no president's ever had as many shots taken at him as Trump. It's terrible.
That's terrible. Hopeful.
It is.
We have to pray.
I hope.
God protect him.
Yeah. That's one thing you haven't heard any Democrats say, let's pray for Donald Trump, have you? Never. Never. Thanks for the call, Mr. Garcia. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Tux Trucks GMC in Hudson, Mass. Tux Trucks GMC in Hudson, Mass can get you into a new GMC Sierra 1500 and save you money. Get Tux cash savings of $3,000. Qualified buyers also get 0% financing. Shop now at TuxTrucksGMC.com, TuxTrucksGMC.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is will a D.C. jury ever convict the Democrat shooter of anything in the Saturday night assassination attempt of Trump? Yes, no, or not sure?
No.
54% of the audience says no. 37% say yes, and 9% are not sure.
All right. 844-500-4242. So, Nora O'Donnell is talking about the so-called manifesto. And again, she's been fired from the job as anchor of the low-rated CBS Evening News. And then she goes to 60 Minutes, which is what they do after you've been fired. Just ask Scott Pelley. And she wants to get her job back. So she figures the best way to get her job back is to be brutally unfair to President Trump, even though the Ellisons, or supposedly his friends, now own the network. So she's trying to present this guy, Cole Thomas Allen, as some kind of, a concerned citizen. Let's put it that way, a concerned citizen. He went to listen to her set him up and what Trump responds. Cut 11.
The other thing in the manifesto that I think is worth looking at in terms of determining his motive is he had been staying at the hotel since Friday. He checked in, he said he had cased the place, and he wrote, "What the hell is the Secret Service doing?" And he wrote this quote, "I expected security cameras at every bend, bugged hotel rooms, armed agents every 10 feet, metal detectors out the wazoo. What I got is nothing." He wrote, "Like, this level of incompetence is insane." Sir, you have already had two attempted...
Well, he was pretty incompetent, too, because he got caught. And he got caught pretty easily. So I'd say he was pretty incompetent, too. You know, I could take any event having to do with security or anything else. I can always find fault. Those guys did a good job last night. They did a really good job.
I mention that because, again, as his motive, and you brought this up, he had social media accounts that had anti-Trump and anti-Christian rhetoric.
You should read. Why don't you read all the anti-Trump? Why don't you read it? You just did, so why don't you read it?
Well, he had a lot of anti-Christian rhetoric. He was part of a group called the Wide Awakes. He had attended a No Kings protest in California.
No Kings. Yeah.
What did security tell you about what may have been his motives?
The reason you have people like that is you have people doing No Kings. I'm not a king. What I am, if I was a king, I wouldn't be dealing with you.
That is so true. I mean, a king is not like King Chuck. He's a figurehead, obviously. I mean, a real king doesn't put up with this BS. Khomeini was a real king, even though he called himself the Ayatollah. He was a king. 844-500-4242. How about he was radicalized by MSDNC? Yeah, who knows what he was? You know, he was a younger guy. Chances are, guy 31 years old probably isn't watching MSNBC. Their audience is older than Fox's audience. But he was on social media, and the craziness, like, you know, he's probably listening to Hassan Piker or one of those guys, one of these crazy people who just far leftists. You want to tell you, here's a guy that's running for the Senate in Michigan. This is Abdul Al-Sayed, and he said he didn't want to say anything about any kind of anti-Jewish violence when the Hezbollah terrorists from Dearborn tried to take out the largest synagogue day school in Michigan. He didn't want to say anything. Remember that? Because it meant a lot to his people, his constituents. They don't want to hear that kind of stuff. So this is what he says. Is this hate speech, by the way? Is he fomenting an insurrection? Abdul Al-Sayed. He's looking for your vote if you're in Michigan. In the primary, cut 23.
We need Democrats who have the courage to stand up to the power brokers in our own party, let alone Trump and his goons.
Stand up to.
We don't back down. We don't back down. We don't back down. With all due respect, if they go low, we don't go high. We take them to the mud and choke them out.
We choke them out. Imagine if a Republican said that about anybody. We choke them out. Do you think that they would be tolerated, that there would be crickets? One of the texters wants to know, has Pope Leo issued a statement condemning the violence against President Trump? Could I have the crickets, please? Yes. Good point, 316. Very good point. 844-500-4242. It's not easy being president these days. No, has anyone ever been shot at like this? This is something like gangsters don't get shot at this much. Legs Diamond, they called him the clay pigeon of the underworld, and finally they got him. He didn't get shot at this many times. Cut 5.
It's a dangerous profession, but I don't view it that way. Look, I'm here to do a job. It's part of the job. It is a dangerous. I can't imagine that there's any profession that's more dangerous. But I love the country, and I'm very proud. I'm very proud of the job we've done. You see what's happened. We have a great country. We've got, I think, the most successful, the hottest country anywhere in the world. This happened over a period of just a year, and we're going to do great things. But with that come risks. There's no question about it.
No kidding. A lot of risks. They've gone after him in Butler, PA, in Washington, D.C., in West Palm Beach, in Palm Beach. The Iranians sent a hit squad after him. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Gavin Newsom's wife, who had sex with Harvey Weinstein, consensual or otherwise, it's unclear. She is denouncing Trump for speaking harshly to Nora O'Donnell. My family and I watched the 60 Minutes interview with Donald Trump and Nora O'Donnell last night, and we were shocked. Seeing a president speak to a woman journalist with that level of contempt and a clear allergy to facts is disturbing, though at this point not unexpected given his pattern of behavior. But that is the problem. Because when that level of disrespect from the highest office in the country repeats itself, it starts to trickle down into our culture and define what power looks like. Someone tried to kill Trump, and you're attacking
blah,
him.
Blah, 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 blah.
Shaping how boys and plenty of men see women and girls and what they come to accept as normal behavior. Ooh. How was that casting couch doing for you, Jennifer Seibel Newsom? I know you said on the witness stand that the Weinstein raped you, but why did you keep sending him those messages afterwards, asking if he had any parts for you? Asking for a friend. 844-500-4242. This was from Jason D. Meister today. He tweeted this out about Trump's situation. They arrested him four times, charged him with 91 crimes, indicted him four times, spied on his campaign, sabotaged his presidency, jailed his supporters, raided his home, censored him, gagged him, tried to bankrupt him, kicked him off ballots. And when none of that worked, they tried to assassinate him four times. Now these same people go on TV and cry about saving democracy? The gaslighting is insane. Trump survived it all. And again, I'm holding this up for the Howie Cam for social media. New York Post. ICE raided D.C. restaurant owned by CBS News star. Well, that's a relative word, I guess. CBS News star Nora O'Donnell's husband. That's from last year, less than a year ago. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
You know, Howie, you wonder why he's got such a target on his back outside of being the president of the United States. Look, he has broke up the money cabal down there. You know, in 2016, the night he won the election, everybody bailed out of the Clinton Global Initiative. Everybody.
Right. Good point.
Okay. Now, then you look at USAID. They've uncovered that. They've uncovered the Somali scams. And now the Southern Poverty Law Center. All these places were bloodlines for the Democratic Party for donations.
And don't forget Act Blue, Mike. Don't forget Act Blue. They put them out of business, too, or putting them out of business.
Yeah. Get out through the list. This is why they hate this guy so much. And that's why they ended up hating Elon Musk when they did Doge. That's why they hated the guy.
Right.
It's all about the money. It's all about the money cabal down there that they broke up, and they continue to break up. So, yeah, when you do this kind of stuff, you're going to have a target on your back. There's no two ways, sad to say.
Well, you know, again, this was something he said to Peter Doocy on Saturday night, you know, just after he got back to the White House and he had the press conference. He's still in his tuxedo. And Peter Doocy asked him the first question about what it's like, and this is what he said, cut four. Thanks for the call, Mike.
Why do you think keeps happening to you?
Well, you know,
I've studied assassinations, and I must tell you, the most impactful people, the people that do the most, you take a look at the people, Abraham Lincoln, I mean, you go through the people that have gone through this where they got them, but the people that do the most, the people that make the biggest impact, they're the ones that they go after. They don't go after the ones that don't do much because they like it that way. And when you look at the people that have either, whether it was an attempt or a successful attempt, they're very impactful people. Just take a look at the names here, the big names. And I hate to say I'm honored by that, but I've done a lot. We've done a lot. We've taken this country, and we were a laughingstock for years, and now we're the hottest country anywhere in the world. We've changed this country. And there are a lot of people that are not happy about that. So I think that's the answer, Peter.
As one of the texters said, quoting the old saying, you know, you get the most flack when you're over the target. And that's what's going on here. I mean, that's why they have to keep trying to take him out. 844-500-4242. And she just goes on and on. I could read some more of this stuff from Jennifer Newsom, but why bother? You know what she's saying. By the way, here's Joe Biden, the guy who nobody ever took a shot at. Donald Trump, this is from right around the time of the debate in 2024. Donald Trump is a genuine threat to this nation. He's a threat to our freedom. He's a threat to our democracy. He's literally a threat to everything America stands for.
Think really. About what you'd think about.
God. 844-500-4242. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Hi, Howie. Thank you so much for taking my call. I just wanted to say a few things. First, you know, I want to remind everybody, it was a man that used to dress up as an animal and used to sleep with another man that killed Charlie Kirk. And Charlie Kirk's wife, I just want to remind everybody, too, Charlie Kirk's wife just had to cancel a speech because of hate, because her life was being threatened. And if I hear another person, Howie, call up your radio station and spew out some of Tucker Carlson's and some of these Owens conspiracies, folks, listen to me right now. I've killed many deer in my life. I used a 30-odd six. Sometimes I shoot a deer in the neck. I'll shoot a deer in the neck, you folks, and it'll come out of its rear end. Do you know why? Because I shot the deer with lead bullet. A lead bullet acts differently. It splits up into many splinters, folks, okay? And the other reason why another bullet, in the, like a full metal jacket, they call it, is just like I tell you, full metal jacket. There's no lead exposed, so it doesn't splinter. That's what we use in the military, folks. It goes right through. It causes less damage. We think, you know, that our reason is because if you get injured, you might bring out two more people to help the guy that's injured on the field. Well, folks, do not spew out this conspiracy, because our enemies want you to fight. They want us to fight among yourselves, okay? And do not say another word about Charlie Kirk's wife. Please, folks, don't. Because people like Hassan Piker, all these Charlie Kirks, all of us, they want us divided. We need to stay calm and carry on, because we have an awesome president. Listen, he wanted to get back out there and finish. This man is insane. He's insane. He really he makes me laugh. He makes me giggle, because, he really does. This man does not have to do what he's doing, folks. His kids love him. Look at Biden's kids. Look at that laptop from you know where. It's disgusting. The other side, folks, we are in a spiritual battle. And like I said, let's just stay calm and carry on. Thanks, Howie. I love you.
Thank you, Hal. 844-500-4242. Erica Kirk, by the way, was there on Saturday night at the hotel. And I guess she was taking it really hard. So was Melania, obviously. And, you know, I feel bad for Caroline, because, you know, she was out there today and she was totally on top of her game. But she's 9 months pregnant. She could give birth at any moment. And she was there at the main table with us sitting next to Melania when the bullets started flying. 844-500-4242. So Caroline was calling out the Democrats by name. By name. So let's play a little bit of that before we have Hakeem. He's putting the hack back in Hakeem. He's pretty angry that Caroline was calling him out. Caroline, give us the roll call. 39A.
I have a whole host of examples that we can share with you after. It is pages and pages of major Democrat Party elected officials saying, such as Rep. Hakeem Jeffries, just this April, this month, said, "We are in an era of maximum warfare everywhere all the time." Governor Josh Shapiro said, "Heads need to roll within the administration." Senator Alex Padilla said people are, quote, dying because of fear and terror caused by the Trump administration. Senator Elizabeth Warren, President Trump is making the country look like a, quote, fascist state. Senator Adam Schiff saying President Trump using a dictator playbook. Senator Ed Markey calling President Trump a dictator, saying that this administration's actions are authoritarianism on steroids. Governor J.B. Pritzker, "Never before in my life have I called for mass protest disruptions. These Republicans cannot know a moment of peace." You have Rep. Presley saying, "We'll see you in the streets." Rep. Monica McIver, a Democrat representative on Capitol Hill, "We will not take this from Donald Trump. He thinks he's a dictator. We are at war." These are Democrat elected officials calling for war against the President of the United States and his supporters. I could go on and on, but again, when you have people in positions of power that are saying things like this every single day for years, you are inspiring violence by people who are already mentally ill. And that's what we've seen against this president for far too long.
Monica McIver, by the way, that's the one who looks like she's built like Mike Vrabel. And she's under indictment for assaulting an ICE agent in Newark. Remember that? She was all dressed in red, make it easier for the grand jury to make her out on the video. So this is Hakeem after Caroline said all that stuff. Here he is responding, cut 40.
I think that what's interesting to me, as you pointed out, is that the so-called White House press secretary, who's a disgrace, she's a stone-cold liar.
So-called.
Had the nerve to stand up there and read talking points being critical of statements all taken out of context that Democrats have made and didn't have a word to say about anything that MAGA extremists have said or done, including providing aid and comfort to violent insurrectionists here at this Capitol on January 6th who brutally beat police officers. The president then pardoned those violent rioters, many of whom have gone back into communities across the country to reoffend.
You mean like all the people that were pardoned by Barack Obama after he ordered his prosecutors to drop the gun charges against them, which would have resulted in 30 years on and after. And then he said they were nonviolent drug offenders, even though his Democrat prosecutors had dropped the charges. Is it anything like that? 844-500-4242, 860. Caroline is great. Glad I got to hear her on the Howie Carr Show. She's welcome to come back anytime she wants. I don't think she'll be back, though. Well, she'll be back, but, just as a guest, not as a guest host. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on X.
I've got to post a link with witty comment.
At Howie Carr Show. Howie Carr is back.
What is it with this so-called that they're using today? First, it was Nora O'Donnell last night on 60 Minutes. So-called manifesto. And now Caroline Leavitt is the so-called press secretary. I'm pretty sure it was a manifesto. Wasn't his own family calling it a manifesto? I mean, it may have even said that on the title. This is the manifesto. I mean, this is what Democrat serial killers or political assassins do now. They really goes back to the Unabomber. He started it. It's a lengthy tradition in the Democrat Party now, kind of like burning crosses and lynching people and stealing elections. And is she the so-called press secretary? I believe she is the press secretary. You could say the so-called transparent report or the so-called investigation when there might be some doubt, but I don't think there's too much question about the manifesto or the press secretary being Caroline Leavitt. 844-500-4242. So-called. Yeah. Anyway. 8-4. You want another? This is all they got, though, as somebody said. All they got is January 6th and the insurrection. And they never mentioned the only person killed that day. They've given up saying that all the police officers were murdered, because they weren't. I mean, they were corrected about 8 million times, and finally even the Ed Markey voters, the No Kings crowd, figured out that no cops were murdered. 614. All they have is January 6th, the made up insurrection that was organized and pushed by the deep state. We cannot hate these people enough. 919, Senator Schumer, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, you released the wild wind and will pay the price. What the bleep, Chuck? Exactly. You want something from Roy Cooper? He's now running for the Senate in North Carolina against Mike Watley. And this was back in 2024. This is what he's saying. Is this an incitement to riot? Is he fomenting an insurrection? Cut 25.
We are not going to let him, because the position is already filled. We know that Donald Trump is an existential threat to our democracy and our nation, and we have to stop him.
That was one of their words. They don't use the existential that much anymore. He was a so-called existential threat to our democracy. And you know what all this hate speech is doing? It's giving them the permission structure, to use another one of their favorite phrases, the permission structure to shoot at him. And they don't give a bleep, do they? They don't care. 844-500-4242. We had so much more to get to in this final hour of the Howie Carr Show. Did you know there was another trans murder spree at a public school? Stop me if you've heard this one before. I'm Howie Carr.